Just a reminder, you can watch full episodes on my app or join me at joycemeyer.org. I'll see you soon. We should be much more concerned with our inner life than we are with our outer life. Don't be overly impressed by outward things. And don't judge people by their appearance either, good or bad. Boy, the Bible warns us against that. 1 Samuel 16, 6 and 7. When God had instructed for a new king to be anointed, it says, when they had come, he looked on Eliab, so all the sons of Jesse were brought in for a new king to be anointed. And they all, and there were some good-looking guys there. Yeah, and they didn't even bother to ask David to come in. So I don't know what it was they thought of him, but it wasn't too highly. But God knew him. So I guess the question is do you want a bunch of people to know you and admire you, or you want God to know you and admire you? Which is the most important? And so it says, when they had come in, he looked on Eliab, the eldest son, and said, well, surely this is the Lord's anointed. Wonder what made him think that. He must have looked good. Maybe he was tall. Maybe he was tan from working out in the sun. Surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his appearance, nor at the height of his stature, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. That's why God will use some people, and you just cannot figure out why in the world God would use them. Or especially like when somebody tells you their little dream and vision they've got from God, and you're like, yeah, well, you got a vivid imagination, but that ain't gonna happen. I'll never forget the group of my so-called friends when God first called me, and I was so excited. You know, when God speaks to somebody, what makes sense to them doesn't make sense to you. Because when God speaks to you, he gives you a gift of faith to believe something. But the people that you want to encourage you, they don't get it because they don't have that same faith that God gave you. So when you feel like God wants to use you to do something, don't expect everybody around you to encourage you because they don't get it. And they're going to see you the way you've always been, not the way you can be. Amen. And I'll never forget when a girl told me, she said, well, you know, we heard that you said that you think you're going to have this huge worldwide ministry. And I said, yeah, I really believe that God told me that. She said, well, we were talking last night. Well, that's trouble right there. We were talking last night, and to be honest, we don't think you've got the right personality. Well, the thing was, is they were right. Didn't have, maybe still don't, I don't know. But the point is when God anoints you, I mean, he used a donkey to speak to a prophet. Amen? John 7:24. Be honest in your judgment and do not decide at a glance. Wow. We're looking at people and deciding at a glance, and we don't know anything at all about them at all. You know, Jesus is a king, and a king should get to rule over his kingdom. And you know, even his own disciples were always saying, well, when are you going to establish your kingdom? Is it going to be in Jerusalem? Is it going to be here? Is it going to be there? And we're not going to take the time to turn there, but in Luke chapter 17, they were asking that question. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. It's in us, in the church, but it's in us individually. We are here tonight in the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God is in you. Just give yourself a little pat. See, the kingdom is in you. It's in your heart. That's where he lives. He lives in you. You're the home of God. Your heart is his home by faith. To me, that's an awe-inspiring statement. But what a great responsibility that is, to have King Jesus living in us. But we need to be much more concerned about our reputation with God and our reputation in heaven. We have to come to the point where we would much rather have a good reputation in heaven than to have a good reputation here. I don't know about you, but I think we worry way too much about reputation and what people think. And some people can get so caught up in it, it totally steals their walk with God. And even the Apostle Paul said, and it's recorded in Galatians 1:10, if I were trying to be popular with people, I would not right now be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many people trade their God-given destiny for popularity with people. But the Bible says that Jesus made himself of no earthly reputation. I like that. He just followed the Holy Spirit and did some stuff that people thought were just Looney Tunes. They didn't understand him at all. His own family didn't understand him. He was judged and criticized, but he had a good reputation in heaven. Amen. And he was able to help a lot of people. Our outer life is our reputation with people, but our inner life is our reputation with God. I invite you to join me in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today for more on this topic and other teachings. I believe God will use these to help you in your everyday life. I'll look forward to seeing you there.